Hi, I'm John from Chathamize and welcome to another episode of the Chathamize podcast. And today we're going to talk about something drastically, something huge and something a little bit harsh maybe. And it's about the new EU privacy rules that are affecting Facebook Messenger. And these rules are huge. These rules will drastically change how Facebook users will use Facebook Messenger chatbots. And they will drastically change the way how companies can use Facebook Messenger as a channel for chatbots. So today we will cover why Facebook Messenger is changing, who is affected, what will change, and possible solutions to stay compliant with these new changes. And before we dive in all of this, I also created an article on my blog, which you can check out. Just go to chathamize.com. In which I explain all these changes in text, so you don't have to take notes or to do copy it or any way. I've already written it down. I also provided a free template for ManyChat and Silverbot, so you can also download that. I've almost done everything so that you just can lay back and listen to this podcast without taking any notes. But that being said, probably a lot of chatbot flows in your Facebook Messenger chatbot need to change. So let's start. Why is Facebook Messenger changing? Facebook Messenger is changing because of new privacy rules of the European Union. The European Union started years ago with the GDPR, and now Facebook needs to comply with it. So they really don't have a choice. It's just by law they need to do it. So that's really why Facebook Messenger is changing. The question is, who is affected? And there are really three audiences that are affected. Those are Facebook pages that are located in Europe. So for example, if you have a store in Germany or France or Italy or Spain, then you're affected. That's one. Second group is Facebook pages with admins in Europe. And this also affects Facebook pages, for example, in America. If they have one page admin that is located in Europe, they are affected. That's the second audience. And the third audience is a Facebook page that has chats with people in Europe. So it could be the case that you're an Asian company and that all of your business is mostly in Asia, but you're talking on your Facebook page with people in Europe, and then you're also affected. Those are the three audiences: Facebook pages that are located in Europe, Facebook pages with admins that are located in Europe, or any chats with people in Europe. So the question now is, what is Europe? And Europe is all the 27 European Union member states: Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein, and the United Kingdom. Those are all the countries that are affected and that fall under the Europe, what I just said. So now we know who is affected. We must ask ourselves, okay, what will change? And how can we stay compliant with these changes so that our users can still use our chatbots and we can still use chatbots on Facebook Messenger in our marketing? So I will go by the changes one by one and directly provide solutions for that change. The first thing that I advise you to do, if it's possible, is to remove any Facebook page admin that is based in Europe. But it's only working if your Facebook page itself isn't in Europe and you don't have any chats with people in Europe. So let's say you're an American company and you only talk with American people, but you have a page admin, for example, a chatbot developer that helps you create your chatbot and therefore is a page admin of your Facebook account, of your Facebook page, remove him. But this is only working if you don't have any chats with people in Europe and your Facebook page itself is also not located in Europe. So that's the first thing that you need to do. The second change that is coming is that we don't have any Facebook user profile information. And this is huge because one of the big benefits of Facebook Messenger is that we already got all the information like the first name, the last name, the time zone they're in, the gender. We don't have that anymore. We don't have any of that information. So how do we comply with that? Well, it's really simple. We cannot use the first name and the last name before asking it. So the first thing that you must do in any flow is ask for this first name at the beginning of the chatbot flow ask for the first name if you don't already know it. So I would create a condition on every chatbot flow: do we already know the first name? If it's yes, then just go to the flow and use that name. If it's no, ask the name. Because that's also what you would do in a normal conversation. If you don't know anyone, you ask their name and then you get familiar with each other. The same yields for chatbots. Chatbots is just the normal world, but digital. And I recommend you to just ask for the first name at the beginning of the flow. So that's the one thing. The second thing that I recommend you to do is, you already have a lot of chatbot users in your Facebook Messenger chatbot. And we don't want to lose that information because we already know their first name and the last name and the gender and that kind of information. So I would store that existing user profile information in new custom fields. So what you do is you create 5 custom fields. First name, I call them first name real, last name real. That's just a name for the custom for the custom field. But first name real, last name real, locale real, which locale is a variable that we can use that describes the language that you're speaking, time zone real, which describes the time zone that someone is in, and gender real. And what you do is that you make a rule that if you add a certain tag, then all those custom fields will be set. And I recommend you to do this rule just once on December 15 in the evening, because that's the last day that you can do this. And I would recommend to do it in the evening because then you would have the most information possible. So there's no Facebook user profile and information anymore. And to comply with that, ask for the first naming at the beginning of the conversation and store existing user profile information in new custom fields. So that's the second change. The third change is that buttons, so normal buttons, don't show up anymore in the web client of Facebook Messenger. And this is the weird thing, is that they will not show up in the web client of Facebook Messenger, but they will show up in the Android or the iOS version of Facebook Messenger. So if you are 100% sure that all of your users are using Facebook Messenger on their mobile phone, you don't have to change anything. But I think a lot of people are not 100% sure that 100% of their user base is using Facebook Messenger on their mobile phone. And that's why I recommend you to do the following. I recommend you to do two things. Replace normal buttons with quick replies. So buttons that go to different parts of your chatbot flow, I just replace them with quick replies, or what they call the multiple choice user input. That's how ManyChat and Silverbots calls it. Really, the difference between quick replies and the multiple choice user input is that quick replies allows you to go out of the flow, and the multiple choice user input doesn't allow that. So if you ask a question with the multiple choice user input and you don't use one of the buttons, the chatbot will say, hey, you need to use one of the buttons because otherwise you cannot go further. So I recommend to replace normal buttons with quick replies. That's one. And the second thing that I recommend is to replace URL buttons with links. And I know URL buttons are really buttons that are sending the user to a website, probably your own website, and I just replace them with links. And I know that a lot of you are using UTM parameters. So UTM parameters are parameters that you can add to a link in order to send campaign information, for example, to your Google Analytics account. And then you can track which campaign of your chatbot was the best in providing users to your website. Because of these UTM parameters, your link could become very long and very ugly and people will not click on it. So then I would recommend to use a Bitly account. So there are no buttons in the web client of Facebook Messenger. And how do we comply with that? Replace normal buttons with quick replies and replace URL buttons with links. Third change, no galleries. No galleries will be shown on the web client of Facebook Messenger. So that's a big one, because galleries were a nice way to just scroll to a bunch of products or a bunch of templates, or you might call it. That's not possible anymore. So you just need to remove all of your galleries. Fourth change, there's no typing indicator. So I know that a lot of you use the typing indicator with a certain delay. So for example, you have message one, then you have a typing delay of 2 to 3 seconds, and then you have message two. The typing delay with the typing indicator is not possible anymore. So you just need to remove that typing indicator at all. Next, there's no persistent menu. This is huge because the persistent menu was really good in providing a kind of navigation through your chatbot. For example, when people get stuck in your chatbot or maybe one of your flows wouldn't work, they always could back to your persistent menu and go to another flow, provide some navigation to your chatbot. But now we cannot use the persistent menu anymore in Europe. So how do we comply with that? First of all, you need to remove your persistent menu, or it will not be seen at all. So it doesn't make any sense to keep it. Then you need to create a chatbot flow when someone says home. So I recommend to set in a welcome message. Hey, this is the chatbot of restaurant XYZ. If you want to go back to a certain menu, just type in home. And when someone types in home, you, for example, can set a message with, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to order online, create a reservation, or talk to a human? So really that home trigger, when someone types in home, just like they go back to your home page on your website, that home trigger will make sure that they still have some kind of navigation. And I would just tell in your flows that home keyword exists. But we cannot use the persistent menu anymore. Another drawback. It's not able to send or receive files. So there's also really not a kind of solution for this. You just need to remove this. So when you're sending files, and then I mean files and videos, really anything besides normal images, you cannot send or receive anything besides normal images. So you just need to remove this. Also, no solution for this one. I'm sorry, it's just what it is. But we need to stay compliant. Next one. There's no profile in the live chat. So one of the great things of Facebook Messenger was that if you were talking to a chatbot and the chatbot didn't understand you, then a good chatbot would forward you to a live chat. And once a live chat agent starts to talk to you, you see a different icon, you see the profile picture of the live chat agent, and you see the name of the live chat agent. That's not possible anymore. What users now will see is no change. So they will just see your page name and they will see the profile picture of the page. So how can you comply with this to say to every live chat agent in your company that they need to introduce themselves? So it's not anymore, hey, what can I do? How can I help you? It will be, hey, I'm Joran. I'm the founder of Chatamize. How can I help you today? You really need to introduce yourself. So that's how you can stay compliant. It's not really for the rules, but it's really to create a good user experience for your users with your chatbot. Next, this is also a big one because I know a lot of people use this, is the send to messenger buttons and the checkbox plugins will not work anymore. That means that if you have a send to messenger button on your website, and I know that I have a lot of them, or a checkbox plugin, I know a lot of people didn't even use a checkbox plugin or didn't even know that it existed, but the send to messenger button and the checkbox plugin will not work anymore. If you have it on your website, it will just not show up anymore after December 16. In addition to that, reflinks will also not work. This is also a huge drawback because reflinks allowed you to send your users to a specific flow in your chatbot, but that's not possible anymore. If you use a reflink as of December 16 in Europe, it will go to the welcome message of your chatbot. Every time it will go to your welcome message, so it will not go to specific flows anymore, which is a huge drawback because that's really what the reflink was good for. Other companies call it the bot link, by the way. In Chatfuel, it is called the bot link. I know it's called the ref link in ManyChat and in Silverbots, and those are the most used, so that's why I say it's the ref link. But this is a huge drawback. And how can we comply with this? I got really two possible solutions for this. The first one is to set keywords instead of the ref URL. So instead of saying to your users, hey, click on this URL and you will go to the specific flow, say to your users, go to my chatbot and type in a certain keyword. And people are saying that this will not drastically decrease the amount of signups you get on your chatbot. So I hope that's the case. I don't have any data on whether that will or will not the case. It's something you need to test out. But it's definitely less ideal than using a ref link. But that's the first possible solution. Set a keyword instead of using the ref URL. And the other option is to have a website chat greeting for a specific page. And I really need to explain this one, because this is something not a lot of users use. You can set in Facebook Messenger, or at least in ManyChat and in ChatFuel I know of. It's not possible in Silverbots, I think. And it is possible in MobileMonkey. And those are the most used, so we'll just stick with them. But it is possible to present a different website chat greeting per page. So for example, you could have on your home page, you could have a website chat widget 1, and on your contact page, you could have a website chat widget 2. And based on the chat widget that is shown, you can also send different chatbot flows. So for example, if you want users to sign up for an ebook, you cannot use the ref link anymore to send them to a specific flow in your chatbot, but you can have a website chat widget, and when people click on that, you can send them to the specific ebook flow instead of the welcome message. And I think this is a really good solution as an alternative to the ref link, because it's basically the same. You can just create a specific page which has the sole purpose of letting users go to your website chat widget and let them sign up for your ebook, or let them create a reservation or order online. I don't know what you're trying to do with your chatbot, but you could just create a specific page on your website and create a chat widget that only appears on that specific page, and that will lead users to a specific flow. So that's really one of the things I really recommend to use. It's currently the best solution for the ref link. So that's the second option you could use for the ref link. Then we have three changes that I'm going to cover in this episode. First one is, and this is the biggest drawback of all, is the one-time notification. It is not possible to use the one-time notification in Europe. What does this mean? This means that you cannot ask users to notify them outside the 24-hour window. It's not possible in Europe. If you currently have OTN tokens, OTN is the abbreviation of the one-time notification. So if you currently have one-time notification tokens, so you ask users, hey, can I send you a message for a specific purpose? If you still have those tokens, I recommend you to use them before December 16, because after December 16, you cannot use them anymore. So I really recommend to just use them, if it's applicable, of course, but just use them before December 16, because after it, you cannot use them anymore in Europe. And the solution that we can do for this is to ask for the email or the phone number and go omnichannel. It's not possible to reach people outside the 24-hour window with the one-time notification, but you can reach people outside the 24-hour window by using SMS, by using WhatsApp, by using your email marketing software. There are all other kinds of channels, and this is what I call, or what is called, omni-channel marketing. Don't leverage one channel, leverage all of them. And that's really what I should do. So instead of asking, for example, what I do, I give an ebook, and after I gave the ebook in my chatbot, I ask for an ODN. Is it all right if I send you more chatbot content, chatbot tutorials, free templates, that kind of stuff? And now I probably need to go to ask, okay, can I have your email so I can put you on my email list? Or can I have your phone number so I can send you a WhatsApp message? So these are the kind of things that you can do instead of using the one-time notification. So then I have another thing that you could do, and it could be really good. And this is for companies that are, for example, based in America, but talk to people in Europe and people in America. And that's just to ask whether they come from Europe or not. And if they come from Europe, you can send them a different flow than for people that come from the United States. This will only work if your Facebook page itself isn't located in Europe and your Facebook page doesn't have any admins that are located in Europe. Then it will probably work. I'm still not 100% sure whether this will work or not, but I think it will work. So you could just ask the user, are you coming from Europe? If they say yes, then you send them a different flow than for people that say no to that question. So that's really a thing that you could do. It's really depending on whether you talk with people from different locations. So for example, from America and from Europe. And then we have two small changes, and I know these changes are not applicable to everyone, but these are in the documentation, so I'm going to talk about them. Is there's no PSID matching. And PSID is really the unique identifier of every Facebook profile. And before we could match these, so for example, if you would move from ManyChat to Silverbots, you could take the PSIDs with you. So you could take, for example, if you would have been with ManyChat for almost 2 years, and then you would go with Silverbots, you probably had a lot of users in your chatbot. So you want to retain those users, you want to keep those users. And with PSID matching, you can keep those users. But that's not possible anymore. So if you're changing from chatbot builder, you cannot keep the users that were in one chatbot builder and take them to the other. That's not possible anymore. So this also makes it really important to choose the right chatbot builder for your needs. Because if you're going with the wrong chatbot builder, and for example, after a year, you want to switch from one chatbot builder to the other one, then you cannot keep all the users that you had in one chatbot builder and take them to the second chatbot builder. So this is a huge drawback. Also, if you don't know which chatbot builder you should choose, go to my website, chatamize.com, click on the review section or in the chatbot platform comparison page, and then you can easily see a lot of reviews about a lot of chatbot builders and a lot of comparisons. And even on the chatbot platform comparison page, you can see a complete table with over 30 different chatbot builders, and you can compare them just in one great overview. So there was no PSID matching. And the last one is that templates aren't provided anymore. So this is really not for most people, but Facebook Messenger provides templates such as a receipt template after someone purchased a product at your store, or they have the airline template in which airlines such as KLM can send boarding passes. They have a specific template for that. That's not possible anymore. So this is a huge implication for KLM because they're one of the biggest airlines in the world. They have a lot of customers in Europe and they use Facebook Messenger to send them boarding passes and these kinds of information. That's also not possible anymore. So huge implication for KLM, but not a huge implication for most people. So that's basically it. It's a lot. I know these changes are huge. These changes are drastically changing the way how people will use Facebook Messenger. That being said, it is expected that these changes will not last forever. These changes will go away. But the question is when, and also a bit if all of them will go away or a part of them will go away. But Facebook is doing all it can to comply with these new rules. And for now, it is just the way it is. If you want more podcast episodes on how you can use chatbots in your marketing, please share this podcast with your friends, family, and colleagues. And I hope you will listen to me next time. Have a great day.